From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump met at the White House Monday with a group of U.S. business leaders and pledged to slash taxes and regulations massively, saying he wants to bring manufacturing back to the United States. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
The president told the business leaders that when he has met with both small and big business owners, they all told him cutting regulations was their number one concern. Trump said the tax and regulation cuts will provide incentives for companies to stay in the U.S. But, he said, for those looking to move their facilities abroad, a border tax will be imposed on any goods and services they want to import back to the U.S. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump also signed an order withdrawing the United States from the 12-nation Pacific Rim trade deal as he starts his first full week in office. White House spokesperson Sean Spicer.
First, he issued a presidential memorandum withdrawing the United States from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. TPP is a multilateral agreement that includes the United States and 11 other countries. As the president has said many times, this type of multinational agreement is not in our best interest, and he's moving quickly to advance trade policies that increase the competitiveness of the American worker and manufacturer.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership had been negotiated since 2009 during former President Barack Obama's White House tenure, but the U.S. Congress never ratified it, with numerous lawmakers opposed to or skeptical of the deal. Two influential U.S. Republican senators have thrown their support behind President Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, Oil Executive Rex Tillerson, boosting his chances to be confirmed this week as the Senate works to fill cabinet posts in the new administration. Hours after Mr. Trump took the oath of office, the Senate overwhelmingly approved his picks for the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security. This is VOA News. Just 3 days after taking office, President Trump is facing the first legal challenge to his administration. A watchdog group called Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CREW, filed a lawsuit Monday in New York, charging that the new president's vast business holdings place him in violation of an obscure clause in the U.S. Constitution, which says foreign powers and governments may not provide payments or gifts to the president without the approval of Congress. Mr. Trump quickly dismissed the move, saying the lawsuit is, in his words now, totally without merit. Syrian government and opposition delegates are gathering Monday in Kazakhstan's capital for peace talks, backed by Russia and Turkey, that rebel forces, or sources that I should say, said would not include direct negotiations. Meantime, a Northeastern University analyst, Yasir Munif, tells VOA disagreements are emerging between Moscow and Damascus.
There is no need to make any concessions to the opposition, and that the infighting should go on and they should take over major regions around the Damascus area and in the south and the north. And the Russians want to move from playing a major role in the conflict and backing the Syrian regime to a position of being a host and a neutral power hosting the meeting and possibly a new agreement.
The talks are aimed primarily at shoring up a nearly one-month-old ceasefire arranged by Russia and Turkey. The level of success of the talks could revive the UN-sponsored political talks held in Geneva. Britain has indicated that it will seek a so-called hard exit from the European Union, likely to include leaving the single market, the world's largest free trade bloc. The country is looking for new trading partners around the world, but as Henry Ridgewell reports, the government will find it difficult to balance voters' demands for lower immigration with the need for new trade deals.
The British government says its vision is of a more global Britain, trading freely with growing economies like India and China once it is outside the European Union. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson visited several Indian cities last week, eager to build bridges before Britain drops out of the European Union.
We may be leaving the EU, we may be taking back control of our borders, but my Indian friends, I say to you, that does not mean we want to haul up the drawbridge.
But critics say Britain is doing just that, even as it asks India to open trade. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
West African troops moved into the Gambian capital to secure President Adamo Barrow's arrival from neighboring Senegal just hours after the former president, Yahya Jammeh, left the country. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.